watching Jack and all the other boys who pulled a silent dance in the woods. In the silver light that shone, another can of Coca-Cola. Don't you ever call me mom. Freckle dancing in the pile, hair so thin and red tongue. As far as you can see, it's gone. Nothing but a history. Second year and then you're gone. Quicksand, quicksand all around. Turn the corner just beyond. The shadows move and change the grain. Something tells.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
So when you're caught up in an evil plot, your life's in danger and you can hear the shot. Your head is spinning and you're fading fast. How long do you think this kind of fun can last? Your luck will change with a simple motion. I found my idol in a bottle in the ocean. He split the cloud to fight the sea and shows those evil guys how nasty those cheeky guys can be. Alright, he got a cheeky guy.
anymore. My dime's been spent, I've learned a thing or two. I'll never get over, I'll never get over losing you, 'cause it's you that I came here for. I said it's true, but you deserve much more than things to make you through. Make you cold and make you cry. 'Cause I'd give my soul a sacrifice. I will wait for you every time of your life. We'll be right back.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
the rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
of there were all the teeny bobbers could see. But then his crazy neighbors chose to have his place closed. That's why we never did the Jam Factory. When the gizmos were excited, when we all got invited to practice down at Bob Richards' place. But in the tabering pad, the folks were getting quite mad. That's why they sent those cops to give us a chase.
Now we're here for a show. Gizmos World Tour.
Look out! San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and the city. And all right.
Who could ask for more?
Not me.
Gizmos World Tour.
Yeah. Can't even remember at the places we'll be. Okay, cause they're letting us play, and that's the answer to half of our prayers. The kids shouted and cheered when we finally appeared on stage in Bloomington where Ted went to school. And though our music's real loud, our folks are still proud, cause the kids are finally famous and cool. Ah, yeah.
Now we're here for sure. Gizmos World Tour.
We have practiced for the show for years back at home.
School, I respect you more.
Gizmos World Tour. Here we come. London, Paris, and Rome.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. You know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. Well, you know nowadays, it's the old man's got all the money, and a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days.
Fucking record contract. Can't say shit.